KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at basketball first this morning as Deontay McMurray had a career-high 24 points, and Drake held off a late rally, and they beat Loyola of Chicago 102-98, the Missouri Valley opener for both teams in Des Moines last night. Reed Timmer had 23 points for the Bulldogs, who led from the 11:36 mark of the first half and had a 16-5 run to lead 89-69 with 4:41 left. But Drake allowed the Ramblers to score 16 straight in the next 2:39 to get to within 89-85 and again within 4 at 96-92 with 53 seconds left. Drake made 6 of 8 free throws from there to hold on for their second straight win after an 8-game losing streak. Billy Wampler added 16 points as the Bulldogs pick up the win. Dante Ingram set career highs with 30 points and 10 rebounds for Loyola. He made 12 of 18 from the field, but just 1 of 5 from three-point range. Ben Richardson added 22 points. Milton Doyle had a dozen. For the Ramblers last night, they fall to 10-4. Drake improves to 3-10 with that victory last night. 8th-ranked Kentucky has followed its loss to state rival Louisville with an easy victory in the Wildcats' SEC opener. Malik Monk, Andris Abadeo, and Isaiah Briscoe combined for 78 points in Kentucky's 99-76 rout of Mississippi. Monk finished with 34 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 steals, shooting 11 of 16 from the field and 5 of 7 from three-point range. Adebayo scored 25 points, primarily on the strength of 7 dunks. Briscoe had a triple-double with 19 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds for the Wildcats, who shot 50% from the field and improved to 11-2. Number 10 Gonzaga has stretched the longest season-opening winning streak in school history to 13 straight games by controlling the second half of a 92-62 thumping of Pepperdine. Nigel Williams-Goss and Premzik Karnowski each had 16 points for the Bulldogs as they outscored the Waves by 23 in the second half. Freshman Shamori Pons capped his 26-point night by hitting 4 free throws in the final 9 seconds to give St. John's a 76-73 triumph over number 13 Butler. Bashir Ahmed had 19 points for St. John's, which dealt the Bulldogs their second loss in 13 games this season. Jock Landale's 18 points and 11 boards sent number 19 St. Mary's to a 72-60 win over Loyola Marymount. Emmett Narr had a game-high 19 for the Gales. Kevon Allen contributed 21 points as 25th-rated Florida topped Arkansas 81-72 in the SEC opener for both of those squads. Devin Robinson had 17 for the 10-3 Gators. Also, college basketball news, LSU basketball coach Johnny Jones says junior forward Craig Victor II has been dismissed from the team for an unspecified violation of team rules. Victor started 5 of the 8 games in which he appeared this season, averaging 10.5 points and 7.5 rebounds. He averaged 11.5 points and about 5.5 boards a game last season after transferring from Arizona. Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm says the Cyclones need to raise their level of play tonight when they host Texas Tech in their Big 12 conference opener.
I think everybody, you know, from me to the last guy, we all have to be better. We're 8-3, but you know, you make a shot here and there, you're 10-1, you know, and so that's just the reality of it. I mean, Gonzaga, Cincinnati here, we had the game one, and so I think everybody's got to take the next step now, and that's my challenge to those guys, from Monte to me to everybody.
Prohm says the Cyclones need better interior play in the conference race.
Everybody's got to produce at a higher level. Now we're going into Big 12 play for us to be as successful as possible. We've got to rebound better up front. We've got to be more physical. If we can get the ball inside, not necessarily to score, but to run offense through there at times, go inside out, you know, that's a bonus just to flatten out the defense a little bit.
Prohm says the Cyclones may feature 4 guard lineups on the floor.
We're working on it. I think we're feeling more comfortable with it. The thing when you play 4 guards, you got to be junkyard dogs out there. You got to be nasty. You got to be tough. And so that's what, you know, we've been trying to stress and work on. But I think our 4 guard lineup has been productive when you look at plus minus statistically.
Texas Tech is 11-1 on the season, but the Red Raiders have played a pretty soft schedule, and this will be their toughest test of the season so far. Early start tonight, though, tip-off at Hilton Coliseum, set for 5 o'clock this afternoon. Well, Virginia Tech has closed out a 10-win season by pulling off the biggest comeback in the program's 124-year history. The 18th-ranked Hokies trailed 24-0 at halftime before dominating the remainder of a 35-24 triumph over Arkansas in the Belk Bowl at Charlotte. Razorbacks quarterback Austin Allen threw three interceptions to fuel the rally as Virginia Tech scored on five of its first seven possessions of the first half. The second half, Gerard Evans scored on a four-yard run and threw touchdown strikes to Sam Rogers and Chris Cunningham to cut it to 24-21 in the third quarter. Trayvon McMullen put the Hokies ahead for good with a 12:03 left in the game when he scored on a six-yard run. Allen was spectacular in the first half for the 7-6 Razorbacks, completing 13 of 16 for 215 yards and a couple of touchdowns. But the second half changed dramatically. Also in yesterday's bowl schedule, number 13 Oklahoma State rolled to victory in the Alamo Bowl as Mason Rudolph completed 22 of 32 passes for 314 yards and three TDs in a 38-3 romp over 10th-ranked Colorado. Rudolph's prime target was James Washington, who scored on a five-yard pass play and had nine receptions for 171 yards. Justice Hill had 100 yards rushing and a touchdown for the 10-3 Cowboys, who racked up 527 yards of offense and blanked the Buffaloes until the fourth quarter. Quentin Flowers threw a 25-yard touchdown pass to Elkanah Dillon on the first play of overtime before 25th-ranked South Florida hung on for a 46-39 win over South Carolina in the Birmingham Bowl yesterday. South Carolina's overtime drive ended when Jake Bentley was sacked by Mike Love on fourth down. Flowers ran for three touchdowns and threw for two others as South Florida picked up its school record 11th win. He took game MVP honors after passing for 261 yards and running for 105 yards. Arkansas senior tight end Jeremy Sprinkle was suspended from yesterday's Belk Bowl game against number 18 Virginia Tech after police accused him of shoplifting from the department store that sponsors the game. Sprinkle was charged by Charlotte-Mecklenburg police with shoplifting by concealment Tuesday at the Belk department store and was released. As a perk of the game, Belk gave the players on both teams a $450 gift card to one of their department stores, and they had 90 minutes to spend it. Apparently that wasn't enough for him. The police report indicates that Sprinkle shoplifted $260 worth of merchandise. Razorbacks coach Brett Bielema announced the decision to suspend Sprinkle about 2 hours before the game. Sprinkle had 33 receptions for 380 yards and four touchdowns and is projected as one of the top 10 tight ends available in next year's NFL draft. Well, bowl action continues today as the day starts in the morning, 11 o'clock Central Time kickoff at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl as Georgia faces TCU. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, it's the Hyundai Sun Bowl as Stanford faces off against North Carolina. A little bit later this afternoon at 2:30, the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl in Nashville has Nebraska facing 21st-ranked Tennessee. At 4:30 this afternoon, South Alabama will play Air Force in the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. And then tonight, it's a rated matchup at 7 o'clock Central Time in the Capital One Orange Bowl as number 6 Michigan will face off against the 11th-ranked Florida State this evening in bowl action. In other college football news, Lavelle Edwards, who led BYU to national prominence, has passed away at the age of 86. He coached the Cougars for 29 seasons before retiring in 2000. His teams had a record of 257, 101-3. With Edwards in charge, BYU won or shared 19 conference championships and played in 22 bowl games. His 1984 club was voted national champion, and 20 years later, he was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. An autopsy report shows that former Heisman Trophy winner Rashan Salaam killed himself after struggling with depression. The 42-year-old was found dead December 5th in a park near the University of Colorado, where he played from 1992 to 94. Salaam died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. That's according to an autopsy report by the Boulder County Coroner's Office. Investigators found a note at the scene. They also noted in the report that Salaam's family said he had a history of depression and recent life stressors. Investigators will never know whether this one-time running back suffered chronic head trauma from playing football because the family did not consent to those tests. Former Virginia Tech star and NFL player Keon Carpenter has died at the age of 39. The cause of death is currently unknown. Carpenter was a defensive back and a special team standout who tied a school record by blocking six kicks. He intercepted 14 passes during his NFL career with the Buffalo Bills and the Atlanta Falcons. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.